caught up on what's been going on here lately, and it looks like we've got a couple of wrestlers to check on their status here.
Still trying to check it, Phil. Still not updated, buddy.
Okay.
So,
trying to figure out what happened in the Ethan Haiti match, and a quick pin at 120 pounds. Boy, oh boy, Prairie Duchesne and company looking strong here early on. This time, though, Prairie's going to go down, it looks like. That is a loss at 120 pounds. So the loss goes to Gazda, it looks like.
Gazda wins.
Did he win?
Yep.
Okay.
From Mauston.
Isaiah Lazama of Wild Rose is also advancing there, getting the victory.
So that's semifinal set in the top half bracket, Philip.
Sounds good to me. All right. There are waiting wrestlers on two mats right now. And
all right, Haiti is going to get the win. Peeler of Arcadia was disqualified.
So Haiti will advance in at 113.
Haiti in 113.
Okay, thank you.
And then, wasn't we waiting on another one? The Bottom River Valley.
Yeah, we were.
Perny is going to get the win.
Over Ben Reese.
Yes.
Yeah, Reese looked like he was injured. Came off the mat.
Yeah, I think that's...
It looked like maybe a leg injury.
So Haiti advances from center.
And
with a disqualification, which I think he was leading the match anyway. And then Perny from GET gets a win over Reese and a fall of one minute and 53 seconds.
All right. Thank you, Hank. Henry Bray, I'm Phil Mee. We'll be back with more coming up. You are listening to WIAA Regional Tournament Saturday from WRCO-FM and Richland Center at WRCO.com.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win as all landowners receive green for their logs, and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from now until the 14th, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Along with David Werbend, I'm Bill Twining. Welcome back to the Super Regional at Mineral Point High School. Just in time to talk about a couple of pins from area wrestlers. Riley Wanick of Riverdale back in the lineup for the Chieftains, scores a pin in 1 minute 5 seconds over Tyler Brewer of River Ridge. And David, things looking good for Ashton Bennett there as well for Ithaca Weston.
Yeah, he did real well, a big lead there, but he ends up with a pin in 3:57 as he defeated Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto.
With these wins, both Wanick of Riverdale and Bennett of Ithaca Weston both missed their conference tournaments last weekend. Both come back with wins in the quarterfinals, and they are in the semifinals, David. And it pretty much puts them one win away from a guaranteed spot in next weekend's individual sectional.
Yeah, it gets tougher as we move through the tournament, but yeah, that first win is huge. It gets you into a possible placement match. Move on.
Why don't we pick up on the last period of another Ithaca Western wrestler. That's Noltner. He's here at 157 pounds, taking on Hogan Wolf of Lancaster.
Yeah, he's enjoying it in the third period. They're way down on mat four, so it is hard to see for me, even with my new glasses.
It is the third period. And, yeah, I didn't even notice. Now you feel bad.
Oh, no. But, yeah, they're both guys on their feet. Just under a minute to go now. Nolan, he cuts the corner. He goes right to the single leg. He limp arms out. He could have that takedown, but he's looking for a cradle. Puts him right on his back on the far mat there near the edge. He's looking for a pin here. I seen this on the Big Ten Wrestling the other night. Got him his feet to cradle, put him on his back, and pinned him. And Nolan's trying to do the same thing, but he got the near fall as his opponent, Logan Wolf, able to get out of that cradle. And Nolan's going to give him the easy escape there as they're going to go off. Revised updated score here of 8-3 with 16 seconds on the clock. To stay out of the throw, he'll be okay with a five-point lead. As he continues to circle, works to the inside, as Wolf is looking for a throw of some sort, they're going to go off in the far edge. 4 seconds on the clock, so a nice victory here looking to be for Nolan. The head snap and time runs out. 5-point victory, 8-3 for Nolan Waldorf at 157 pounds.
Speaking of Big Ten wrestling, Steve Williamson was telling me last night. Steve, of course, Riverdale Connections and longtime WIAA official, was telling me that Jaron Quincy, a Dodgeville graduate and wrestler from years ago, is now living in Texas, and he's an official and was going to officiate the Big Ten match last night between Pennsylvania and Iowa.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
That would be one to do.
Probably sit there in the officials' room talking about his interview back in the day on WRC with Ron Prude and Bill Twining.
That's right.
And his companions say, really?
Yeah.
You're on WRCO?
Yeah.
You never know how far these guys are going to go. And now we have Eric Rukov, also of Dodgeville, a WIAA official. Maybe that's the next step for him.
Yep, state tournament right to the Big Ten.
Yes. Well, we have some recapping to do. Let me quick go through this, David, and bring me up to date on anything happening that we need to keep an eye on. At 106, quarterfinal results. Top-seeded Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle pins Aiden Silvers of Iowa Grand Highland. Perry Sage of Riverdale, we had this one on the air, a 3-2 win over Lennon Ewing of Mineral Point. Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore pins Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston in a battle of freshmen. And the second seed, Jared Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca with a pin win as well. So Grunenfelder, Grimslet, Glassbrenner, and Sage into the semifinals. The others are in consolation at 106. With at least one more match today. At 113, winners include the top seed Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany. Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland logs a 7-2 win over Riverdale junior Jordan Bombkamp. Elliot Tite, a freshman from Mineral Point, with a win. And Lucas Orloff of Peck Argyle defeats North Crawford Seneca freshman Sam Noble. Valley, Connor, Tite, and Orloff into the semifinals at 113. At 120 pounds, Mason Scullion of Mineral Point with a pin victory. He moves in to the next round. He's the top seed at 120. Other wins, Cade Birchman of Fenimore over Iowa Grand Highland junior Lucas Christensen. Ethan Stoll, a sophomore for Ithaca Weston, with a 51-second fall over freshman Dom Torgerson of Kickapoo Boulevard Youth Initiative. And Lakota Brewer, Riverdale freshman, with a 24-second fall, moves into the semifinals there as well. At 126, Brody Meese of Riverdale, the top seed, starts off his tournament with a pin over sophomore Tyler Miller of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Jamin Crapp of Lancaster overcame a 7-0 deficit and pins Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland, the freshman, but the fourth seed, Crapp with a win over Kelly. Colton Tollison of Fenimore scores a fall over freshman Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston. And the second seed, Danny Finley of Parkview Albany, with a win over Cole Potts of Mineral Point. 132, your quarterfinal winners are Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland, Drew Sander of Boscobel Wazika Steuben, Jacob Orloff of Peck Argyle, and Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. Carey was a pin winner in 1 minute, 1 second over sophomore Hunter Moe of Ithaca Weston. And Drew Sander of Boscobel Wazika Steuben was a 12-9 winner over Landon Sanders of DeSoto. A Sanders match. We apologize for not having that one on the air.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting. 138, some finals for you in the quarterfinals. Winners include Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland, the top seed. Malin Hahn of Fenimore. Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca with a 5-0 win over Ithaca Weston sophomore Derek Franzen. And Sean Duffy of Riverdale, the second seed, logs a tech fall over Quinton Tice of Mineral Point. And I can tell you 144 as well. Winners include Chase McGuire of Riverdale Jr., 26 seconds as he pins the fourth seed, Cale Koenig of River Ridge. Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point over Jacob Glidden of North Crawford Seneca, and Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, the second seed, scores a fall over Harrison Davis of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Only seven wrestlers in this weight class, the top seed Ian Trapp of Fenimore, with two byes today, is into the semifinals at 144. What do you have for us, David?
Well, right now we got a pretty good match here. Logan Anderson, Ithaca Weston, his opponent from Fenimore, Ryder Zandavid. And I believe, yeah, still 3-1 there. Starting the third period, it was almost a takedown for Zandavid that would have tied it, but time ran off the clock. Gets Logan to the third period with a 2-point lead.
3-1 in favor of Anderson, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You could say in this one, since it's Anderson and Zandavid, you could say Andy and Zandy.
There you go.
That makes it easier.
Easier to say. You got a Iowa Grand Highland wrestler I see taking mat one, Jackson Busty.
I hope he brings it back.
Yeah, exactly. Jackson Busty of Highland, Iowa Grand Highland, number two CD facing Reese Drew from River Ridge. Keep an eye on Logan's match here as he is still up by two with 1 minute to go. 1 point escape goes to Zandavid. So now 1 point lead for Logan. He's got to work for a takedown. Far mat down there, 45 seconds to go as he continues the battle in the inside circle. Lock head to head. Working, he does a standing switch there as he comes back to his feet. He stuck under it, out of that, circled out of it. Didn't feel comfortable in that tie up there. He gets reset here. Both guys locked up here with 20 seconds on the clock. Again, that's on mat four. Now the front headlock right there by Zandavid as he's going to cut the corner, get the late takedown. As Logan gives up the takedown, now he is down by one in the closing seconds there. And he is not going to get the escape. And he's going to be defeated by a score of 4-3 by Ryder Zandavid of Fenimore.
You said?
Correct. Jackson Busty's match has been completed. I did not get that score. That just finished on mat one. We'll get that as soon as we can.
That was a 36-second fall for Busty.
30
over Drew. Why don't we take a break? We'll be back with more from Mineral Point. We're in the middle of the quarterfinal round, setting the stage for the semifinals, and the top four in each weight class qualify for next weekend's sectional right here at Mineral Point High School. More in a moment. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This auction includes multiple farm lines and tons of great equipment, including tractors, planters, grain drills, sprayers, grain trucks and trailers, combines and harvest equipment. This is a big auction with tons of quality farm equipment. The Hillsboro Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, February 14th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Action continues here at Mineral Point. We are in the quarterfinal round. We brought your results through 144 pounds. Let's share some with you at 150, where Silers and Savage was a 54-second pin winner, the Fenimore Junior, over freshman Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Zansavich into the semifinals, where he is joined by Ashton Bennett, sophomore from Ithaca Weston. Bennett with a pin and 357 over Trenton Baldwin of DeSoto. Devin Tidrick of Lancaster advances, and so does Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Imhoff, a 42nd fall winner over Will Dasher of Pecatonica Argyle. At 157 pounds, the top seed Tristan Stelt of Fenimore is a pin winner. So is the second seed, Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland. Bussey, 36 seconds over Reese Drew of River Ridge. And Stelt, the pin over Trent Culver, a sophomore from Mineral Point, who earlier in the day had defeated Brandon Meese of Riverdale. Also winning at 157 in the quarterfinals were Job Wetter of Boscobel Wazika Steuben. Wetter pins Parkview Albany's Jaden Anderson to become the Bulldogs' second wrestler into the next round, joining Drew Sanders. And Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston with an 8-3 victory over Logan Wolf of Lancaster. At 165 pounds, things done as well in the quarterfinal round. Top-seeded Cade Rule advances with a pin, the Mineral Point Junior over Brady McCartney of Lancaster. Ryder Zansavich, just before break, finished off a 4-3 win over senior Logan Anderson of Ithaca Weston. Tough loss for the senior. He'll wrestle again, but now has to come through the consolation round and hope to get back to at least fourth place and a berth in next weekend sectional. Seth Greeno of DeSoto pins senior Colton Clark of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, and Emerson Mullen of Iowa Grand Highland scores a fall against Talon Childs of the Riverdale Chieftains. 175, we're moving right along through this round, and they made an announcement, David Werman, that the consolation round begins as soon as this particular round is complete.
Yeah, there won't be many in that round because of all the buys coming through on the backside, so that'll follow through pretty quick also.
All right. Is that Caden Renish out there? Why don't we pick up on that, and I'll save these further results for you at 175. After we see how Caden's doing.
All right, well, he's up 2-0 right off the bat, 30 seconds in the match, getting near fall. He's making it easy on Joe Foots, the official. He doesn't even have to get on his knees to call that near fall. But a good start there for Caden. Caden didn't wrestle last weekend, nor did his brother. Getting another extra week of rest there as Caden's been battling with some injuries, I know, on and off throughout the season. So he looks ready to go. No bandages, no braces, no nothing. 5-0 lead here with 1 minute on the clock as he's adding up some more near fall there. Good tilt there for him, adding points to his score, racking it up. He gets reset with an arm bar and a wrist. He just drove him right over with a pin and 1-14. Welcome back. Nice match there for Caden at 190 pounds. A pin for him and 1-14.
And if you missed it, Riley Wanick bounced back after missing some time with injury, and he scored a win in his first round match as well. In fact, why don't we share that? He was a pin winner in 105 over Tyler Brewer of River Ridge. Also winning at 175 in the quarterfinals, Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grant Highland. Also, Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore scores a tech fall over senior Maverick McCauley of Kickapoo Boulevard Youth Initiative. And the bottom one I don't have, David, between Nolan Hankey and Alan James.
They're still wrestling there, Matt Four, and they got quite a match going on. 7-4. And I think it's the third period with basically a minute left.
Okay.
A little controversy there between Curtis Fiedler and the official, but as they're having a discussion in front of the table, I didn't see what it was all about, but tight one there. And Curtis is trying to help his wrestler out there, Alan James. Now they made the score 9-4. They updated it. Keep an eye out on that one. Other than that, local guys we got out there, Mac Buster, Mineral Point, he's currently down 6-2 to Dalton Wolf. And that's local guys right now.
We haven't checked the team scores. Maybe we can do that again before we head things back to Richland Center and the Super Regional there. That match that David referred to between Lancaster and Mineral Point, Nolan Hankey and Alan James. Hankey has just taken James to the mat and is scoring some near points as well. He will not only near points, but near fall points.
Near fall, yeah.
That was a near miss on my account. Closing 5 seconds of that match, Hankey will advance, and Alan James, who was a sectional qualifier a year ago for Mineral Point, will have to come through the back door and make it through the consolation bracket.
558,
a pin for Nolan Hankey of Lancaster.
Matt Orrett from Mineral Point, he is out there on mat one now, 1 minute into the match. The score is 0-0. And mat three, we're waiting time-wise. That looks like... Who's that down there?
Which Matt?
Matt 3, Bertram, that's who that is. Caleb Bertram, he's looks like they're just waiting for the clock. There's other people around the table there, so my assumption is the clock isn't working correctly.
That's Matt, they had trouble with the clock earlier. Bertram waiting for his matchup with DeSoto Jr. Justin Obert. Obert taking some advice from head coach Chad Johnson and saying, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You don't argue with Chad Johnson.
If you do, you better be fast. Matt Four, we got Iowa Grand Highland Bodie Rockop and Chris Clark from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative.
Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative looking for its first win today. Everybody so far has dropped into the consolation bracket. They still have one match or more to go, but it won't be easy for Coach Dustin Clements and the co-op.
How about I give you those team scores since we got a little low here?
No, he's the assistant coach for Fenimore.
Yeah, right.
The little low.
That's the little one, yeah, exactly. Okay. I'll do the top five.
Okay.
Ithaca Weston in fifth place with 41. Mineral Point fourth with 74. Riverdale's in third with 75.5. Iowa Grant second with 105.5. And Fenimore leading with 121.
So if it ended right now, the top two teams would go on to the team sectional, Fenimore and Iowa Grand Highland. That's where they are for the moment. At the top of the leaderboard, Riverdale in third, Mineral Point fourth, and Ithaca Weston fifth, with quarterfinal round continuing here at Mineral Point High School. Still waiting for that Caleb Bertram match. We can tell you that so far, advancing into the semifinals for Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, Drew Sander, and Job Wetter. For Ithaca Weston, Ethan Stoll, Ashton Bennett, and Nolan Waldner, all with first-round wins. They'll compete again in the championship bracket. For North Crawford, Seneca, Jaron Grimslet at 106 pounds had a first-round victory. So his shot for a championship continues, as does that of Thomas Fosty at 138 pounds. He scored a first-round win. Ithaca Weston still has Caleb Bertram and Mac Neath in the upper weight. North Crawford Seneca still has Sawyer Swigum to go at 190 pounds. And that's how things have gone for our area wrestlers. Of course, for the big squads, Hunter Stevens, Elliot Biba, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Emerson Moan, and Gavin Hinderman have all posted first-round wins for Iowa Grand Highland. And they are all into the semifinals. For the Riverdale Chieftains, Lakota Brewer is still going in the championship bracket. Terry Sage at 106 pounds. Also Brody Meese at 126. Sean Duffy at 138. Chase McGuire with a nice win in the first round at 144. Riley Wanick and Caden Renish moments ago. So six Riverdale wrestlers still going in the championship bracket for Coach Jeff Campbell and the Chieftains. It's been a decent day for those squads as they continue to try to get through this tournament with as many wrestlers as possible. That's especially a difficult time, David, for seniors who have gone all this time, and this is their last shot to make it through as the tournament continues next week for the sectionals. And we particularly hope the seniors from our area teams can pull it off and extend their season one more week.
Yeah, it's always tough, you know, as a senior, as you move through the season, it's always obviously nearing the end of your career in high school. And, you know, today you got to be one of those top four to move on, and we certainly wish the best for all of them. Grant Matthews of Riverdale, he just posted a 20-second pin there as he defeated the wrestler from Parkview. Grant Matthews of Riverdale defeats Sam Voigt of Parkview with a pin in 20 seconds. He didn't waste any time.
Grant must not drive his parents nuts.
Yeah.
If they don't have that camera rolling at the exact moment, they're going to miss half his match.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a break and send things to Richland Center, bring you up to date on what's happening with Richland Center and River Valley in particular, as Phil and Henry are standing by. But we'll be back at the first opportunity. If nothing else, following our news break today, as our coverage from the Mineral Point Super Regional continues. For David Werman, I'm Bill Quining. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Roof, what's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery.
From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company in Spring Green. Providing single origin coffees from around the world in unique blends, they're dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. Brewhaha Roasters uses superior beans, grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. It's available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome back to Richland Center, Division 2, WIAA Regional Action. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray, and we can say congratulations to Mason Zelenik of Richland Center. He has just scored a 9-4 win over his opponent, David Aguilar of Arcadia. So Zelenik advances. He'll be taking on Espen Swears. He is a Mauston Nicieta wrestler. He just scored a win over Darian Jackson of Prairie du Chien. Again, admittedly, it's been a little hard to follow. Track is bumping the different weight classes, so they've jumped over some of the quarterfinal round action at 126 and 138. We're up at 190, and we're kind of circling back around
now. We've got a 215 down there, so they're all over the place.
Also wanted to mention another local wrestler that did well from River Valley, and that was Alt. He had a nice win just moments ago here, so we witnessed that. Hunter Alt gets the win by fall over Zayden Zimbauer of Mauston Nicieta. So Alt is in to the semifinal round. He'll be facing Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien, who just scored the win against Brendan Moorbacher as well.
And I believe Noah Radke is also in the semifinals from River Valley in 138-pound class.
Yeah, and Noah is he is coming through trying to beat all the odds there. He's wrestling with an injured leg.
Yes.
So he's been,
yep.
And he came out and did all right. Came back and got the win in a minute 33 over Logan Conrad of Arcadia.
And he's going to take on a conference foe of Mason Baumgartner.
Prairie du Chien, that's right. So Prairie du Chien, River Valley, Richland Center, the conference schools that are here from the Southwest Conference. Then you have Viroqua. They're off kind of on their own with Black River Falls. And then you have Arcadia, Adams Friendship, Berlin here today, Nakusa Assumption Fort Edwards, along with Watoma Wild Rose and Wisconsin Dells. Those are the combatants here. So as far as local wrestlers are concerned, Prairie du Chien's had a pretty good morning. We can check on team scores a little bit later on for you. But Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien scored a win at 106 pounds, so he is into the semifinals. And Hank, do you have some team scores?
I got some team scores. Prairie du Chien's leading the pack right now at 98 points. River Valley is at 60. Mauston Nicieta is at 58 with Gail Ettrick Trimpolo, and Melrose Mondora is at 48. So,
all right. So if it ended right now, River Valley would be moving on to the team sectional as they host on Tuesday night. But a long way to go. River Valley's had a good morning, though, so far. Also, Mason Schulte scored a win in his match, scored the win by a pin over Luke Sampson of Wisconsin Dells. Mason will be taking on Jackson Blaken of GET Melrose Mindoro coming up a little bit later on in the semifinals. Again, we're kind of figuring out the back end as well, and those wrestle backs, they take the top four. So certainly a lot of wrestlers here that still have some opportunities. And we heard the referees talking to the wrestlers this morning, and they were saying, hey, if you get beat right away, you know, there's still a chance. They told the story of a couple of wrestlers last year that lost the first round of regionals and then came back and placed at state. So it certainly can happen.
And the 106, the semis are set, Philip.
Okay.
Reed from Prairie du Chien beat Grinsner from Berlin. So you have Miller, you have Landon Miller from Mauston taking on Reed from Prairie du Chien in the bottom of the 106 bracket.
We're at 138 pounds as well. Wisconsin Dells with a wrestler out there, Landon Glassy. He's taking on Bodie Wallner Adams Friendship Conference opponents here. And early on, it is a 2-1 lead for the wrestler from Wisconsin Dells. 126 pounds on the other mat. Again, we're shuffling our program back and forth. Efton Adams Friendship wrestler Caleb Wiseman taking on Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien. And right now, that is a hotly contested match. 13-9 is the score, with Hurd in the lead right now. So that one going to go right down to the wire as well. And then, as you mentioned, Hank, you have a 215-pound match on the other mat. And again, the track is kind of bumping them back and forth. Next available mat, which is fine, except if you're trying to follow in your program.
It's going
to
be Rodriguez from Arcadia taking on Hansen from Mauston, I believe.
And that's a tough match, too. 2-2 is the score on that one. We did have some explanation, too, and when we left you, we were confused, as usual, looking back at Ethan Hades' match. His opponent actually DQ'd, and it was a mouth guard or braces issue is what we were told. So up here, we were confused, and Ethan has his hand wrapped up with tape, and we're not sure what's going on, and the match just ended. We thought it was a possible injury, but it actually was. It wound up to be a DQ on his opponent.
I wonder if he kind of scraped his hand on his braces.
Might have been. That might have been what it was. So get a little bit more clarification on that. But we knew that we were worried at the time because we weren't exactly sure.
Yeah, we thought Ethan was injured.
Right.
We did. So.
So, but he will continue to wrestle. And then we had a River Valley young man that was a little bit shaken up right about the same time. So
that was Radke, I believe.
Or Reese. Actually, it was Ben
Reese.
Was
it Reese?
Yeah.
Okay.
He actually lost in his match to Coda Perney of GET Mellows Medora, but it looked like Reese might have been injured that mat as well. So we were kind of wondering and worrying about the welfare of those two local wrestlers. The top four today move on to Wisconsin Dells next week.
Yes. We have a Dells wrestler right in front of us taking on a guy from Adams Friendship in the 138-pound division.
Yep. That match is tied at 2 going into the third period. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Brody Wellner taking on Landon Glassie.
Also want to kind of keep tabs on where Cole Brenninger is of Richland Center, because he's at 99 wins, Henry.
Is he really?
99
Good for
wins.
Him.
So his next victory will hit 100, and I know that a lot of fans from the Richland Center sideline are waiting. I think they've got some banners for him and whatnot, so he's hoping to do well. But he has not wrestled yet today here at his home place. And on the other mat, we're at 144 pounds, and that is Hurd from Prairie du Chien, who's very close to scoring a pin in his match. He's got his opponent, both arms locked up. That can't feel real good.
Oh.
Using the double arm bar for leverage, trying to get his opponent pinned right now. So Prairie, again, with a good showing. They've not hurt themselves any here this morning at the Richland Center wrestling invite here. Looks like near fall will be awarded as he lets his opponent go, and now up to a 5-0 lead, and now potentially dangerous on that arm. So Hurd taking on Alex Blazek at 144 pounds. Back to the center of the mat with about 15 seconds remaining here in the period. Again, going to the referee's position, the whistle will start him. In the up position is Drew Hurd, senior, 32 wins. Coming into the day today, off to a 5-0 lead. Riding in the referee's position, grabs the near arm, going to use the arm bar again, using some leverage. He's got his opponent, Lysak, on the shoulders, and here's the towel boy, and that'll end the period. 2 near fall, 7-0, Hurd. 215-pound match, it looks like.
That just got completed, Phil. I'm trying to find my bracket here.
Coming to a close. And at 138 pounds, again, Adams Friendship and the Dells in a really tight one here. Wallner of Adams Friendship and Glassie of Wisconsin Dells. Looks like a 3-2 lead right now at the end of the third period. No more points awarded. So I think Adams Friendship is going to hold on for the victory. We're going to wait and see as they go back to the center of the mat. But they will shake hands. And it looks like the win goes to Adams Friendship.
Yep.
3-2.
Hansen from Mauston down there defeated Rodriguez from Arcadia in the 215-pounder.
All right, thank you, Hank. Bird at 144, very close to scoring a pin right now for Prairie du Chien, as he has been for much of this match. A real credit to Blazik of Adams Friendship for kind of staying out of some tough predicaments there and getting out of it anyway. Three more near fall points increases the lead now to 12-0 for Drew Hurd. So he is in the lead, looking to move on in this weight class. Mason Schulte, River Valley, was a winner earlier here in the day. He's in the semifinals. And at the end here, it looks like right there, is that a pin? Yeah, it looks like a pin for Hurd. He gets it. That time is going to be 4:01 for Hurd. Drew Hurd advances into the semifinal round at 144 pounds. Looks like we have a River Valley wrestler about to take the mat in front of us here at 190, and a Richland Center wrestler at 157. So we'll put you on alert here, Hank, if you want to watch the Richland Center match for us.
I sure will.
All right.
And that's going to be Ethan Bodendine.
All right.
Taking on Linsendorf, Bryce Linsendorf from Prairie du Chien.
And we have Pierce Conway taking on Hayden Gillen. Gillen comes out, gets a throw right away, 14 seconds into the match, and he's got his opponent on his back. And there is the pin. River Valley's wrestler pinned 18 seconds. Hayden Gillen of Mauston Nakusa getting the win. And Gillen advances into the next round, the semifinals.
That shows you why he's 41-3.
Yeah, tough wrestler. I don't know if we have any undefeateds here, but we have a lot of wrestlers that they're tested, that's for sure. We always talk about that every year at Bi-State and some of those tournaments where, you know, maybe it's cool to be undefeated, that's for sure, but I think some of those losses, maybe you learn more from those than you do the wins.
Mm-hmm. Prairie du Chien down there in the 157 pounds. 2-0 Prairie over Richland Center.
Okay.
Had a near fall, or I'm sorry, two reversals.
All right. So a good start then. Cole Brenninger is just down below us. I think he will be wrestling here in just a little bit. So look forward to that. He is reported to the side of the mat anyway, awaiting his opponent. Cole's scheduled opponent is Juan Berentos of Arcadia. And I think they're just kind of waiting on some track things to get caught up. But we'll keep an eye on this one as well. Again, potential win number 100 for Cole Brenninger, if he can get it done. How about the other mat, Hank? Anything happening?
Nope, still there, 2-0 Prairie.
All right. So you keep an eye on that. 190 pounds takes the center of the mat here. Cole Brenninger, the senior, coming in with a record of 33-7. And Juan Berentos of Arcadia, 7-7, the sophomore at this weight class. Brenninger now going in for the double leg right away, gets the takedown for two, and gets the early lead here at 190 pounds. Cole working cradle right away, rocking his opponent over to his shoulders. Brenninger gets the pin in 20 seconds, and there is win number 100. And there are the signs in the Richland Center side. Cole Brenninger, nicely done. Nice round of applause from the Richland Center fans who are here today. There it is. Look at that. A big poster of him, too. They were prepared.
That's kind of neat, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Cole, a very nice young man. Had a chance to interview him during football season. And just, you know, a lot of great... you sometimes hear the negative things about students, mm-hmm. but when you get a chance to talk to them and talk about their futures and everything, and talk to Cole and Teague Perkins, another senior, and man, they're just some really nice.
There's a good kid.
Good kid.
Good kid.
Absolutely.
You know, because you always hear the negative, but
right.
Cole is an outstanding young man.
Then you see this happen here, you know, and a real positive thing. Congratulated by his coaches as he leaves
the
mat.
That's awesome. And you know what? Here's something, Phil. He's always kind to people, is what I was told.
That's the main thing.
He is
kind. Yep.
So he's listened to me.
Yeah, maybe. I doubt it.
Prairie du Chien down there at 157 is up 4-0 now in the second period with a minute 17 to go.
157 pounds. And again, we moved to 285 in the middle of the mat right now. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. But for Richland Center, Ethan Bodenine had a nice win earlier today. A minute 44, his pin time over Drew Tedding. And we had that match on the air, the Coosa Assumption Port Edwards.
I bet these two young men have seen each other a couple times throughout the year.
I would think so. There's an escape for Bodenine. So he is on the board now. It's 4-1, second period. And a lot of cheering here for the people like the 285 pounds.
Yes, they do.
Pretty active couple of young men going at it here right in front of us. Potentially dangerous called in the Bodenine match. They go back to the center of the mat. Everybody knows when the 285ers are out there that it could end in a heartbeat.
Oh. But it can go, it can be long out.
And sometimes it can. Absolutely. You see them when they're just dog tired at the end of a match sometimes too. So here we go. Shooting in for a double leg is the Prairie Wrestler. He gets the takedown on the Richland Center wrestler, Ethan Bodenine. So he takes a 7-1 lead. Now looking for more. Grabs the arm of the near side. He's got the head wrapped up tightly and getting through to Ethan Spreadit. Got back to his front side. No near fall points were awarded. 7-1 score. Down to 10 seconds remaining in the second period. Ethan Bodenine of Richland Center and Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. Now they're on their feet. And if he could break the hands free, nope, it just about got an escape. Ethan wrestling right to the buzzer, and it's 7-1 after the second period. Looks like we have an injury time in the middle of the mats as well. Lindsay Pollockson and her crew here today from Richland Sports Medicine. I've seen Lindsay this week more than I've seen my family, I can tell you that.
They do an awesome job, don't they?
They do. And I saw her last night. She said, I'll be here today. Saw her bright and early this morning. And I told her, I said, I hope you're bored. I hope you have nothing to do today.
But she's been busy today.
But she's been busy,
yes,
unfortunately.
She has. They both have.
Yep. And nothing real serious just lots of blood time and things like that. Right now, a 7-2 lead. So it is a one-point escape for Bodenine. And trying to take his chances on his feet. Tries to shoot in for a takedown. Won't get it. And now he is brought down himself, so that'll be a 9-2 lead for Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, the junior. And he'll let his opponent go, and they're out of bounds on the far end of the gym. That'll make the score 9-3 with 1:13 remaining at 157 pounds here in the quarterfinal match. Again, they'll be shooting takedowns. 9-3, this match has been led by Lenzendorf since the early going. Bodenine holding his own there, the sophomore. 22 wins on the season. Shoots in, now tries to roll through, works in a grapevine right now, trying to hold his own and to not be taken down. It's going to be close to being a stalemate here, and it is. They'll come back to the center of the mat. We have 43 seconds remaining in the match. 9-3. Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien leading Ethan Bodenine in this Division II action at Richland Center High School. They are going takedowns now, shooting from the near side is Bodenine. Lenzendorf is a strong customer there, tough to do anything with, and he comes in quickly, grabs the heel of Ethan Bodenine, and brings him down for two more. Takedown makes it 11-3, 14 seconds remaining in the third period of action at 157. Cowboy coming out here as this match gets down to the final moments. Boy, to Ethan's credit, he's scrambling out of there, close to scoring an escape, but nothing more, and that's going to do it. 11-3, the final. Bryce Lenzendorf moving on to the semifinals here at Richland Center High School. That means Ethan Bodenine will drop back into the wrestle background. By winning that first match, though, it certainly helped him out. And
they fought. That was a good match.
That really was. Yep. Held his own there. Both boys worked hard with the full 6 minutes. We'll take time out. We'll be back with more in a moment from Richland Center High School in Division II wrestling action. You're listening to High School Wrestling from WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. Get free shipping all month long. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
All-American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee-branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout Modular Storage System and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. We are at 165 pounds on one mat, 285 on another, and 150 on the other. That shows you Hank and I have been juggling here this morning. I'm surprised the track has mixed it up as much
as
it has.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
And Kim Feed, who's the PA announcer here, he told us that that was kind of the case normally, because we've got wrestlers, and it isn't because of a rest time or anything, but
no, they just go.
Just jumping all over the place. So it'll be kind of good to get to the other rounds and kind of get it calmed down to where we're kind of going in transition from one weight class and going on up the pike. We have a Viroqua young man on the mat presently, and Viroqua here in the tournament today, Anthony DePetro, who had a first round bye and then scored a win by pin over Braden Peterson of GET Melrose Mindoro. So he is currently taking on his opponent from, the opponent would be from Black River Falls. That is Wyatt Moses. And that is a 2-0 score. Also, we're jumping to 126 in front of us. Looks like a Wisconsin Dells wrestler coming out. Plenty of room for you today, and there's some good wrestling action throughout the afternoon. I'm guessing shooting for the finals, I would say 4, 5 o'clock, somewhere in that area today.
Maybe.
If you're headed this way.
Yep.
3-mat format, as Bill Twining would say.
3-mat format.
He would say 4-mat format, because I think that's what Myrtle Floyd has today. Right now, the Arcadia wrestler is in the lead. Viroqua wrestler was looking at the lights there for a moment, so an early, looks like, two near fall at it, so it should be a 6-0 lead right now for the wrestler from Arcadia. At 126 pounds, Wisconsin Dells out with a lead and maybe close to a pin. Real happy for some of the local wrestlers that are continuing to do well. We saw Cole Brenninger's win. We have not seen Teague Perkins yet, in case you were wondering about that, for Richland Center. Teague should be wrestling here before too long, but again, the way that things have kind of jumped around, not really sure.
Yeah, I'm not either.
So at 126, the wrestler from Wisconsin Dells, Marty Platt, is off to a 5-0 lead. He's taking on the opponent from GET Melrose Mindoro. And right now up by a score of 5-0 in that match.
That we've had one match at 215, and then they jump back to somewhere else.
So. At 126, yeah, no. And again, it's not for rest time. I'm not sure the method to the madness, but again, with track as good as it is, you're at the mercy of that, too. You can't normally follow along at the regular pace on a day like this.
Oh, it's definitely updated pace today, isn't it?
Well, it is, but we're not going weight class to weight class,
right,
on up the scale. And we had a couple matches in the preliminary round that they had to give them a half hour, but
right,
that was safe. That was a long time ago. So, yeah, we are following as best we can.
It does help to reduce it from 45 to 30 minutes.
I think so. Yeah, and I think the coaches were happy with that. In our coaches' meeting this morning, another thing that was discussed was the thing that I thought for years, why are there 14 classes? You know, why can't we knock it a 13 or whatever? And it sounds like that's what most of the coaches wanted, but that they thought this year when the weight classes changed that maybe there would be only 13, but now it's back at 14 again. So we'll see. They just said encourage them to talk to their local reps, and they wanted to see some changes. How about some team scores, Hank? How we're doing?
Team score, Prairie du Chien at 123. Mawson Nicetas sitting at second place, Phil, at 82 points. Gaelic Etcher Trimbleflow is now at 72. River Valley's at fourth place and 60 points. Arcadia's at 46. And Richland Center's now at 45 points.
All right.
In other local schools, you got Baroqua setting at 11th place with 21 team points. Wisconsin Dells setting at 10th with 22.5 points. So Richland Center is at 6th place with 45 points. We do have a River Valley young man at 175 pounder.
Good eyes, man. Good eyes. So we'll pick up on that. That is Blake Rickle. Blake Rickle on the mat. That one just underway, taking on his opponent, Aaron Dunnigan from GET, Melrose Mindoro. And early on, looks like the takedown belongs to Dunnigan. So he is up 2-0 in this match at 175 pounds. A weight class also occupied by Richland Center's Mason Jelenic, who scored a win 9-4 earlier. Boys are out of bounds on the far side of the mat. They'll head back to the center circle. 2-0. Right now in favor of Dunnigan.
We have a pin at 126-pounder by the Wisconsin Dells young man.
He
trying
led
to
most
get to that pay. It was quick. It was a minute and 1 second fall.
Yep, he led most of the way and then gets it done. Speaking of getting it done, getting a reversal now is Brickle, and he had his opponent briefly on his shoulders, but not long enough for any near fall. So Dunnigan gets back to the front side. We're even up at 2 here at 175 pounds.
144 pounds straight in front of us on mat 2. We have a 144-pounder from Baroqua. This is going to be Vinny Klum wrestling Mason Romani from Boston.
All right. Keep an eye on that one. This one's still 2-2 as the first period comes to an end. Rickle and Dunnigan. And the whistle stops the first period. 2 apiece after 1. We'll be going to our news update, and then we'll be right back with more regional wrestling throughout your afternoon from both Mineral Point and here in Richland Center. Choosing down, Rickle is down in the second period. Dunnigan in the up position. The whistle will start him tied at 2, and standing up right away is Rickle. Grabbing the near wrist is Dunnigan. Grabs the arm. Rickle getting up to his knees. Gets up to a leg. Now turns in to face his opponent, trying to get a reversal. And Dunnigan, fighting him off, grabs a hold of the knee. And right now, kind of almost a stalemate situation. Neither boy able to really accomplish much here with a minute 37 remaining in the second. Rickle standing up now. Well, if he could break that hip free, he would get around for the chance to take the lead in the match, his first lead. Standing up. Still no points awarded. There's the 2. So Rickle takes the lead. He had the escape in there as well, so that makes it 5-2. Nice lead here at 175 pounds for Blake Rickle. Coaching staff from River Valley pleased with I think the progress of this team this year, fought through some injuries as many teams do. Looks like a stalling point has been awarded to Brickell now. So that makes it 6-2. Blake Brickell standing up is Dunnigan, and they break apart. So 1 point escape for Dunnigan. That makes it 6-3. 40 seconds remaining in the second period. Dunnigan reaching in, grabs the upper thigh, and Brickell trying to not be taken down here. Dunnigan very close to coming back to possibly get this thing a little bit closer.